Yeah, the reason we've got Beethoven going is because we had a request that we should play this. They said we should do paper bags, but tough.
Yeah, you get Beethoven.
Anyway, on with the show.
Do-do-do-do.
I'm Paul, and...
I'm Adam.
My colleague here is Adam, yeah, and this is GamerCast episode...
Seven.
Which is on New Year's Day.
Happy New Year's, everyone, and I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas.
I don't celebrate Christmas.
I had a good Christmas. Lots of chucks. New phone. Wireless network. You know.
Dude, watch it. You're clipping the thing, man.
I'm talking too loud.
Let's back up a bit.
Yeah, let's back up. Let's go to the other side of the room. Yell from here.
Yeah, we need some decent quality microphones or something.
Yeah. Need more microphones. What else? I got my Xbox 360 back, and it's working fine, with this nice little new blue front and its wireless network, and I managed to get a hard drive, yes!
Yep, he's got a hard drive now, so that's...
Halo 2 is back.
Yep. Right, letters. We had lots of requests from people, primarily Catherine, that we should do, like, the best of 2005, and loads of people on the forum said... Horderforums.net agreed with that, so that's what we're mainly going to do today.
Yeah, so it's basically what's been happening. 2005, we'll just be throwing in a few bits and bobs in between the games of the year, as well as a look forward to some of the stuff that we're personally looking forward to for 2006 and stuff that just happens to be coming out.
Yeah, but hey.
Why?
We had a letter from someone from another show called GamerCast asking us to rename our show.
Yeah, they were very nice and very polite, but the way that they wrote it, it made it seem like we had no choice and we would cave. To be honest, I would quite happily change the name of the show and cave, but they got to be showing me a check or a pile of money larger than four digits.
Yep, so say 50,000?
Yeah.
£50,000, we'll change the name. Because, you know, to be frank, yeah, they've done seven shows. This is our seventh show today. But they started theirs in June, so that's hardly a regular show, so sod off. And we own the domain name, so tough luck.
Yeah, their domain name isn't even...
Yeah, their domain name is gamer-station.net.
They should change theirs to GameStation.
Yeah. Well, we should say we're from GameStation, the company, and ask them to change their domain because it's infringing on our whatever it is.
Yeah.
So okay. Let's do that. Anyway, Catherine was nice enough to do a list of all the important games that came out last year, so we're using that as a base. She didn't mention any PSP games because the PSP really hasn't been that good, but we've managed to think of some stuff to put in our Game of the Year category.
Fair enough. This is kind of like a mixture between what we know has been selling well this year and what people have been going nuts for, including our own personal preferences of what we feel
is the best stuff.
Is the best of this year on this console.
So shall we start off?
Yeah.
Okay, so first off, we'll start with the PS2, because that's the crappiest thing, and we can just get out of the way really quick. Game of the Year, for me, I think, would have to be Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
Which is really sad, because the PS2's only decent game is a GameCube port.
Fair enough, I must admit, Resident Evil 4 is... a great conversion from the original series. It's still keeping all the good stuff there while being something new and different. I've never played the PS2 version, I've only played the GameCube version. I must admit, I was quite impressed because one of my mates at uni is a big Resident Evil fan, and I haven't played all the games, but I've sat there through them all from start to finish, and it is good. Right, in
God of War.
Yeah, I haven't played that, but...
Craig reckons it's brilliant.
Yeah.
So we're just going to go with that anyway. We don't really know what it's about.
He was a big seller through when it was released.
Yeah, and of course Adam's favourite.
Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenchu, or Tenchuai or whatever it's called. That is amazing, I must admit. It's the reason why I own a PS2. It is literally the only reason I bought one. But yeah, it is the ultimate Dragon Ball Z fan game. Everything that a Dragon Ball Z fan would require is in this game. As well as the reason why I put it up there, it is one of the... I wouldn't say it's the first, I know some other games have done it, but it is one of the first third-person beat-em-ups that works well.
Eh? Third person?
It's a third person beat 'em up. The camera is always behind. So if you do two people, one
on one. That's not third person. All beat 'em ups have been third person. Because they're all third person. Dude!
I mean, in the sense of the
camera. In the sense it's behind you, right?
Yeah, okay. But the camera's behind. When you do two player, it's split screen.
Whoa!
And you never. Because you can actually hide from your opponent. You can go hide behind, like, a building or something, and then the other person will do a Kai blast and blow the building up, and you're like, ah! You run somewhere.
Well, in Dead or Alive, you can hide behind a hippo.
Cool.
You know the African level? You can jump down to the thing, and there's a hippo there, and you can hide behind him, and you can get the hippo in between you both. Mm.
The other thing I like about it is you can get a large. The levels are absolutely massive, so you can get a large distance away from each other.
Godzilla was good as well. For beat 'em ups.
Yeah. The whole T-Rex
It was just totally over the top, and it was cool.
Yeah.
Next thing we're going to do is GameCube, which is Resident Evil 4 again.
Yeah, that must be Resident Evil 4. It was a big waiting for on the GameCube, especially when the series went completely over there with the remake of Resident Evil and then also Resident Evil 0. So a lot of people, Resident Evil fans, just ended up owning GameCube, so it was a perfect place for it to sit. As well, Fire Emblem, a GameCube conversion from the GBA series. I haven't played it myself, but it's on my need-to-buy-when-cheaper list on my GameCube, as well as Battalion Wars, which is a conversion from Advance Wars on the GBA. Ian at work's got it, and he swears by it. I convinced him to buy it, because it looked cool on the box.
Yep.
And even he said it's good. He said there's only one thing that's actually wrong with it, that it's only one player. Apart from that, everything else is amazing. Mm.
So that's GameCube games of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, rather than doing just one game, we thought we'd do lots of games because we can't decide really.
Yeah, it's the top three.
Top three-ish, sort of. Not in any particular order.
No.
It's just the order I wrote them down in. Next up, Xbox.
Yep.
Doom 3.
Definite good conversion across.
A brilliant conversion across. I was so impressed with how it ended up. I was expecting it to be shite, and it was really good. Especially the sound. Sound is so much better than the PC version.
Yeah.
You know, it really utilizes the DD hardware on the
Xbox. And the good
Xbox.
Thing is, with it converting across to the Xbox, you know, as long as it's going to work, then it's always going to work. Unlike Doom 3 on the PC, it's like my mate, it did not work well on his PC until he upgraded it.
Well, his PC was from the 1970s.
You know, you've got that ability of it's going to work, it's not going to work, it's going to look great, it's not going to look great. When, as long as they do it right the first time and convert it onto the Xbox, you know you've got a game that you can always play and always work.
Far Cry?
Definitely good. I've never played the Xbox version, but I played the PC version.
I played the Xbox version a bit. And yeah, good conversion.
Mm.
No, I mean, no, it's not as good as the PC one, but then it's...
It allows people on Xbox to have a good feel for some of these good games that are coming out. Especially, well, like with Half-Life, Doom 3, and so on. Getting some of these good first-person shooters that originally come out on PC onto the Xbox console. And then, top
Forza of the list, Motorsport, my personal favourite.
An amazing game. One of the best games of racing where I drive into every wall as possible. Because I'm an arcade racer. But
quite literally, it's the best simulation-esque racing game ever made.
Yeah.
In your face, Gran Turismo 4.
Craig swears by it. He was actually
He was the biggest GT4 fanboy ever.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've been saying to everyone, since they demoed it at E3 in 2004, when this game comes out, it's going to kick Gran Turismo to bits.
Mm.
And, wow, it did it in style.
Yeah, because he was, like, near enough... he was near enough willing not to trade in his Xbox just for that game.
Mm. Brilliant title.
Yeah.
Next up, handheld machines. We'll start with the PSP, because that's the crappiest out of the lot, really. Wipeout Pure, which kicks butt.
Yeah, that was one of my top games when I had mine. It, just something about it, it made it feel like a proper handheld console. You could put the game in, play a track, or at least complete a track to unlock something else, and you could do it within a quick journey, because I was always on a train using mine.
Yep, and then two of Adam's choices are the other.
Yeah, Metal Gear, Acid. A lot of people were a bit put off by this, but I did like the whole conversion with the card system. It allowed you to play a Metal Gear Solid game and having to use your brain instead of your quick reactions while playing the game. It was quite nice with the whole cards. first playing it, I never got my head into it really that much, but I started watching my mate James play his copy, and once he got into the game, it's like, it definitely is Metal Gear side. Once you get into it and the storyline starts evolving, you're sucked in. And the whole concept around the cards, you know, you don't play it right and you're just trying to ignore the card system and you don't use it fully. You could find yourself stood in the middle of a corridor, completely open to the elements, and your ult goes over, guards turn around, you're a dead man. So yeah, I definitely liked it. And then third choice, Ridge Racer, which I would say probably for a handheld it's really nice, especially if you like the old Ridge Racers, because it has a multitude of the best tracks from every game put in there. And it's classic Ridge Racer, which is perfect for a handheld console.
GBA. This was a tough one because we couldn't really think of any titles that really were good.
Two of these are two that I've owned on my Game Boy Advance, but I very rarely buy a Game Boy Advance game unless it's like amazing. I normally just buy all the Pokemon and Zelda games.
So we gave Pokemon Emerald a place in the top three.
Yeah, I've only played it for 5 minutes because I couldn't play the game properly because I bought my copy from Spain, so it was all in Spanish and I can't read Spanish.
Next up was The Legends of Zelda.
Woo!
The Minish Cup.
Yeah, I've been stuck on the first level for about since release date, and I literally got past it after Christmas Day. I was playing on it on the day I was waiting. I actually completed that level and got past the piece I was stuck on the day my Xbox 360 arrived. So I literally completed it, walked out of the dungeon, and I haven't played on it since because I've had the 360. But yeah, definitely a great classic Zelda style type game. I'm definitely impressed with it. They need to bring more out.
And then my favourite, Sonic Advance 3.
Yeah, Sonic on a Game Boy, I think it is like, it's the best thing ever designed.
It is.
Definitely.
Nintendo DS, in my opinion, the best handheld console other than a smartphone or pocket PC.
Definitely. Just the whole, I think the touch-sensitive screen just brings a whole new gaming possibilities that aren't there with anything else.
And the fact you don't have 5 minute load times like with the PSP.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you get the things out to have a quick game. You know, you can't have a quick game on a PSP because you spend most of the time on a loading screen.
Yeah. It's there.
So anyway, Nintendogs.
Yeah, Nintendogs. An amazing use of technology for a simple Tamagotchi idea. It's been a major, major seller with the female gaming. It's been
popular.
Been so popular. I must admit, this year we've been running out of them like
all the time.
No one's business. So it's been a good game, and we have our own dogs, didn't we, at work. So I haven't played it that much, but what I did play of it, I enjoyed.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, not our cup of tea because we haven't found out how to equip the dogs with rocket launchers and have them do deathmatch. Yeah. But it's Nintendogs 2 should have that functionality.
Yeah, a pit. You've got to train your dog up and you have that dog fighting thing. So you have things like you'll have breeds like bulldogs and Rottweilers and Dobermans. And
just have a massive deathmatch.
Yeah, rip the hell out of each other. It's the boys' version.
Yeah. Also, we had Mario 64.
Yeah.
Which I thought Mario 64 itself was crap. But all the mini-games with it are just awesome.
Yeah. It's a nice usage of that type of game, of being able to unlock something on the main game and having a nice little mini-game alongside of it. And I must admit, from a previous fan of the originals and Super Mario 64, I thought it was a very good conversion. Definitely a very good conversion. And they actually got rid of some of the bugginess with the camera as well, which was nice. Mm. As well as Mario Kart, which I think is one of the best games on the console as well. Actually, we have missed one out, which should be side-orderedly jammed in between, sandwiched in there. Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic.
The new Sonic game on the DS I would put alongside with Mario 64. It's two of the top platform games out there on the DS, which are really nice for handheld console. But back to Mario Kart, yes, one of the first internet games on the DS using the Wi-Fi. Did I say it right?
You got it right.
Oh, yeah, I said it right for once. Yeah, using the Wi-Fi system, which is absolutely amazing, which we've talked about on the shows before. So yeah, that just
awesomeness.
What's next?
Xbox 360.
Yes, Xbox 360. Fair enough. We picked some of our favorite games here, but we made sure that we picked games that are
the best games.
That A, the best, B, use the most of the 360, and C, are not conversions from other formats. Even if it is converted from PC, you know.
Which none of them are.
Yeah. So we picked Cameo, which I now own, and I'm loving it. It is, I'm addicted to it. It is great.
Brilliant game.
You know, compared to like the first demo I played from the E3 demo on the Xbox One, it's just gameplay wise, include, you know, ignore the amazing graphics that have been added on, gameplay was a lot better. It's a lot more easier to control all the elemental warriors, but then just the look of it, just, it's mind blowing. Just shows what's capable of the console.
Perfect Dark Zero.
An amazing, as a Perfect Dark fan, it is an amazing prequel. It really, it has the feel of it. You know, when you play a game and you play a sequel, you've got that feeling that it's the same, but not. For me, I felt like I was back in the Perfect Dark world again. So I was definitely impressed. And the multiplayer with the bots is just, you know, they've kept all the same.
I've still got to play it, really, because I've been too busy with Cameo and PGR. PGR, which is our other top three title.
Yeah, PGR 3.
There's just nothing. I mean, when we, the technology in it, amazing. The graphics are just incredible.
The use of it, the reasoning behind every single idea in the game is just amazing. Everything down to the reflections in your front windshield of everything passing you behind.
I was just having a look around in one of the garages the other day, which really showcased the graphics nicely. And you can just walk around in the garages looking at all the cars. So yes, it is all in real time, and it looks incredible. And even so much as things like the car manufacturer's names are actually rendered out of polygons rather than just a texture.
Yeah, the details are a lot better. I was gobsmacked when I went in the garage.
100,000 polygons.
Yeah.
Mental.
Because the look of it, you hold it still, I showed this to my dad, and I said, you know, this is something I do on 3D Studio Max, and this would take me a long time to get something set up with a reflection system working perfectly. And to have something like that, that's something that would be showcased in 3D World magazine as, like, a single non-moving artwork in CG. But the fact that you can move around in real-time rendering that quality is just mind-blowing.
Yep. So then we come to the Uber platform.
Windows.
Yep, the Windows PC, which is pretty easy to select the top titles because we've been playing them non-stop.
So,
Civilization 4.
Absolutely amazing.
Yep. There's just no more to say about it. It's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you can say. You want to know what we're talking about, go out and buy it and play it, and then get your mum to drag you off it every so often to make sure that you wash, feed yourself, and
well, it's got
urinate.
Built-in alarm clock to that.
Yeah. The advert says it all with the fact that people go to Civilization classes because they're addicted to Civ.
There was one advert where actual Sid Meier was actually in one of the classes saying, "I'm a Civ addict."
It's great. They just had this guy talking about that he was playing Civ
for like 3 years solid.
He was playing it for 3 days solid, and he didn't eat, drink, or get up to go to the bathroom. And he said, "What, you didn't go to the bathroom for 3 days?" He said, "No, I didn't get up to go to the bathroom." And then he burst into tears and was like, "Ah, amazing."
It is. I mean, it's just, you know, Civ 1, amazing. I didn't like Civ too much, but Civ 3 and now Civ 4, it's just, they've really hit the mark of Civ 4, especially the whole religion. Once you get some, you know, uber religious alliances like we've got going on in our current game, we can really kick ass. Those bloody Aztecs, we're going to beat the crap out of them.
They were still whimpering at me to not have war, but I'm like, as long as we're warring against them, I can have their land.
Well, if you give it 20 turns or so, I'll have my Cossack production, because I always play as Russia, because I really like how, I just really like them. And I'm just hitting a time where I've got Cossacks now. And once I have Cossacks, no civilization can stand up against me. And the Aztecs dealt with, don't worry about them. I'll deal with them. We'll have to continue that game quite soon.
Definitely.
Because I'm getting itching to send my Cossack hordes at them.
Silent Hunter 3.
Yep, those who like submarine games will probably love this one because it's just incredible. And even those who don't like games like that, I mean, all the people down work, I told them to get it.
Mm.
You know, sure, they've never played a game like that before, but they got it and they loved it because it kicks ass.
Yeah, it definitely does.
I mean, it's got enough hardcore stuff for people like me who like to play it on realistic, but it's easy enough that people like Adam mm-hmm. can have his first go and actually beat me at it.
Yeah, you know, I haven't a clue what the hell I'm doing, and I'm quite happy
going around. He's driving around on the surface.
Just firing out torpedoes at everything I can get my hands on and just absolutely loving it, going up and down in the water and everything. It's like a kid in a bathtub with his first submarine, you know. Amazing.
Oh, I used to, that was cool, man.
I had a submarine, and it's like the ones we were in, you know, the U-boats. And it has this torpedo about this big that you put an AA battery and you twist it, and then it sends off a motor.
Awesome.
And you clip it in the bottom. And it just goes round and round, but it was absolutely awful in the bathtub because you'd hit there and it'd just sit there going into the side of the bathtub. So I used to take the torpedo off, lift my butt out of the water, drop it, and it would just go along and hit every single curvature, and it would just go doing laps in the bathtub, making this boom, boom, boom every time it hit a corner. My mum used to go nuts for it, but I did put it in a public swimming pool once, and that was amazing.
That would be awesome.
It went all the way down to the bottom. He's literally just going along the bottom of the pool and then came back up the surface at the end. It's great. I love that thing.
World of Warcraft, I suppose.
Yeah. The reason why I put World of Warcraft on there, apart from the fact that I think it's absolutely an amazing game, is also the fact that a lot of people started converting from other formats. Vix would hate me for saying this, because he's a massive, massive...
EverQuest 2 fan.
Yeah. But there have been a lot of people moving from the Sony games of Star Wars, EverQuest, Battleside. I must admit myself, I started onto these games playing Star Wars and then... can't remember. City of Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
I say Heroes of City then. And I got into playing those sort of games through that, and as soon as I got into Warcraft, I would look back. I probably would. I'd like to play all three, but I just can't afford it. But yeah, definitely. The rankings on the amount of people playing on the game has gone up so much through the year, especially when the European server started this year. Because obviously, Warcraft was out before 2005, but we're putting it in for the European.
Because this show is based in Europe, so yeah, tough shit.
Yeah, so we're classifying it as Europe release when we finally got to be able to...
I mean, if you want it for the US, we'll chuck in Age of Empires 3 as the other title.
Yeah, I would say Age of Empires 3 for the US people.
You know, it just got knocked out simply because Civ 4 is just so amazing.
Mm.
I mean, it's still a brilliant game, so yeah. If you want the US top 3 for this year, Civ 4, Silent Hunter 3, and Age of Empires 3. So just to sum up all the platforms now, on the PS2 we picked Resident Evil 4, God of War, and Dragon Ball Z, Budokai,
Tenchi Kakawa.
GameCube was Resident Evil 4 again, Fire Emblem, Battalion Wars, and on the Xbox we picked Forza Motorsport, Far Cry, and Doom 3. You should all visit the Doom 3 portal at doomfreeportal.com. Handheld consoles, PSP, Wipeout Pure, Metal Gear Acid, and Ridge Racer. On the GBA, Pokemon Emerald, The Legend of Zelda, The Minish Cup, and Sonic Advance 3. And on the DS, Nintendox, Mario 64, and Mario Kart. And then on the 360, Cameo, Perfect Dark Zero, and Project Gotham Racing 3. And for Windows PC, Civilization 4, Silent Hunter 3, and World of Warcraft. So that's our top 3 on all those platforms for 2005.
Yeah, it's been a good year of gaming. Been quite
nice. An expensive year of gaming.
Yeah, with the 360 coming out, and you know, everything gets shoveled along a bit. You know, people getting rid of consoles, you know, saying goodbye to their old stuff because of trading in and not being able to afford the next one, putting stuff away, and you know, people moving around, changing from one platform to another. It's been an interesting year. And the future
for 2006.
Yeah,
we predict that Sony will decide they are gay and go bankrupt. That's our prediction for this year.
Yeah.
Now we predict they will release the PlayStation 3 and it will sell really well, and then somebody will look up and realise there aren't any games for it.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens, because obviously it was the same way on the last gen when we had PlayStation 2 out first. Everybody was going nuts for it, but the problem was
there weren't any games on it.
Yeah, and you had nothing else in comparison. You literally had PlayStation 2, only a few people owning them, only a few games out, and then everything else was just moving about as normal with the N64 and the Sony PlayStation.
Mm.
And it wasn't until it got out a bit more and the Xbox came about that things started developing and getting a bit more interesting. So 2006 is going to be nice because you're going to have
the Xbox Revolution, man.
The Xbox 360 is going to be a bit more further along in its life.
Gears of War.
Yeah, Gears of War.
Oblivion. Halo 3 will probably be shown off at E3, fingers crossed.
Yeah, even if it's just a
demo thing.
Or a video thing like they did the first release of Halo 2, just showing you what it's capable and the graphics they're intending to use. You know, being able to see what the Master Chief is going to look like under 360 graphics is just going to be immense.
Yep.
Revolution, release of PlayStation 3.
In theory.
Yeah, in theory, depending. If it is going to be released or at least showcased a bit more and finished, it's going to be more on the Japan side. So, you know, don't get it too excited. Most likely, 2006 release will be only Japan, and then you've still got to wait for the Americans to get their fingers on it. And then I wouldn't be surprised Europe will probably be sometime mid
2015.
I was thinking more 2007, but yeah, you never know what might happen.
Anyway, what I'm really looking forward to most is Windows Vista.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, not strictly gaming related, but it's a gaming platform.
Yeah,
because it's Windows.
It's the backbone of what a PC will run off, so.
And get this, it's now got a built-in chess game.
That using the
it's
whole...
It's just won the console war, man. It has. I mean, when they released Reversi with Windows 1.0, game over. Nothing else could compete, man. It's got Reversi for free built into the OS. Yeah, it will use all the Windows Presentation Foundation, formerly known as Avalon, stuff. So it will all be in 3D. So I'm sure the people who make Chess Master and games like that will be panicking because nobody wants to buy that crap anymore.
Yeah.
And they'll take Microsoft to court over bundling applications with Windows.
I always remember that game called, I think it was
Battle Chess. Battle Chess 2.
On the Commodore.
It was on a lot of platforms.
My mate had it on the Commodore. Commodore, it begins with an A, the model of it. I remember I had a Commodore C64. What was the other one that took? It was the Commodore that took the 3.5-inch floppy.
Don't ask me. I never had one.
Anyway, I always remember that. Cause
I was an Archimedes and BBC boy.
I always liked the fact there's like the castle pieces. Sorry, I don't know what they're called. Transformed into transformed into a massive rock troll. And beat the crap out of the person they were fighting, and then transform back into.
Well, yeah, in Chess Master, they've got battle chess sort of moves because all the people have like swords and they chop the other pieces up. So that was the cool thing about chess. It had all the cool beating the crap out of the other pieces thing.
Yeah.
Which appealed to us people who like Mortal Kombat. Yeah. It's Mortal Kombat only. Chess.
What more do you want?
Oblivion is second in my list.
It is going to be immense. You know, I've got that deadly choice. PC, 360.
I've got the same choice. I'm going Windows.
Yeah, I might go... I may go 360 just for the fact that I want to own it on my 360. Plus the fact
that... Oh, crap, all the gamer score. Yeah. I'll have to get it on both.
And also the fact of... Will it run on my PC? You know, in comparison
to... It will run on mine fine, in theory. So I'll definitely get it for the PC for mods, and I might get it for the 360 to get my gamer score up.
Mm. Because it's going to be a nice game to have on there, especially the fact that Morrowind
was awesome.
I barely completed a lot of my missions on Morrowind. Most of the missions I completed on Morrowind were in the Ice Island. What was it called?
Solstheim.
Yeah, Solstheim. Solstheim,
whatever, however you pronounce it.
Was there. I leveled most of my character up just going there straight away. I spent the whole entire time fighting my way through the map to get to there, find the
boat. You must have used cheats. There's no way a level 1 character could survive up there. You'd be dead.
No,
you're a cheating bastard.
No, it took me ages. Trust me, it took me a long time to get to the island.
I mean,
I died. You trust me, you'd be amazed how many times I died. I got eaten by wolves every time I walked out of the building.
I mean, a level 1 character would be killed by a wolf in like one attack.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't be able to land an attack for like, you know, half an hour because they're level one.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I had a lot of that, but yeah, it was quite good. I spent most of my time because I wanted to be a werewolf, and when I got it, I realized how annoying it was with leveling up, because you happen to level up in a building. And then you realize that because it takes time to level up learning something off a trainer, you forget that you've gone past into nighttime, you've turned into a werewolf right in front of him, and you've got to eat him. It's annoying. But yeah, I just love the fact that I can just pick it up after uni and just go around and kill people, not have to do a mission, just go exploring and stuff. I just loved it.
So yeah, Oblivion is on our top list. You can find out more about Oblivion at oblivionportal.com.
Woo!
Yeah. What else is there? Flight Simulator 10. In theory, there's a lot of rumours going around that it's this year.
It's going to be it's going to be nice. I must admit, I need to get a new Flight Simulator.
That's the thing I was going to show you last time we did an episode. I was going to show you Flight Simulator 9. Well, 2004, whatever they called it in the end.
Yeah.
I'll show you that in a minute.
I want to get back into flying helicopters. My last copy I ever, it just awful because I was playing on my dad's PC and it just...
Chug it wrong.
Yeah, it's like a twitch and you're like, oh my god, the helicopter's upside down. Oh, I'm fucked.
Don't swear, this is a family broadcast.
Don't make me laugh.
We've got to get listed on iTunes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sent them an email. Well, I didn't send them, I got Damien to try and add us to... iTunes, so here we go, there's the email there. Your podcast feed, blah blah blah, was successfully added and is now under review. So we've got to be on best behaviour.
I apologise. Actually, we'll go back, rewind and put a beep on it.
Well, we don't need to. I did put in the tag, this is an explicit lyrics, and well, not lyrics, some, you know, talkingness.
Yeah, thing. Okay.
So yeah, well, let's get that out of the way. Right. you had a couple of things to say as well, didn't you?
Yeah, we got Final Fantasy XI on the 360.
Woo-hoo.
I'm a big Final Fantasy fan, but the thing that's really going to be nice about this is the fact that you can be playing with people that are already on the PC, and fair enough, they're not going to like it because of the fact you're playing the game for free, because you're paying off it off your Xbox Live account. So, you know, it's a massive
multiplayer role playing
game
thingamajig
that you don't have to pay for. Fair enough, you've got Guild
Wars.
You've got Guild Wars out there that does it, but it's going to be nice that you're getting it for free, because anybody that's in America that's playing it on their PlayStation 2s, scary, and PC will have to be paying the online subscriptions, where the 360 guys get it absolutely free.
Yeah.
Well, apart from having the Live, but you'd be stupid not to actually have your Live account. As well as The Revolution, I'm absolutely looking forward
to. We talked about The Revolution, didn't we?
Yeah, but I just want to talk about the fact.
You just want to talk about it again.
Yeah, I just want to mention the fact that the controller looks absolutely amazing. The whole whoosh, whoosh, sword fighting with it, and you can. Supposedly, they'll be releasing cases that you can put the controller into.
Well, I just want to butt in.
Yeah.
Mr. Allard has said the 360 will have a similar controller. And he also said that Microsoft had already designed it and all that before Nintendo announced it.
Ooh, looking forward to that. Definitely. Speaking of things coming out for 360 peripheral wise, webcam.
We should try that webcam on there.
Yeah, it was. Well, the thing is, I have the service.
There's no software yet, is there?
Yeah, but fair enough, you may have to buy a 360 webcam. I doubt it. I imagine any USB webcam will work with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, a generic USB wireless thing works on it.
Yeah.
I was totally blown away. Wow, it actually works. You don't have to buy the £200 uber expensive Microsoft one.
Yeah.
But which actually looks better anyway, because it clips on the back and neat and tight.
Yeah, but it's going to be nice, just the whole, the service itself. I'm kind of curious to see what it's going to be like, because I was very, very impressed with the 360 chat service. It was a lot better quality than the Xbox Live service on the Xbox One. So I'm...
The fact you can do it anywhere now as well.
Yeah, it's completely separate from the gaming, which is nice, but I'm kind of curious to see what this is going to be like in comparison to MSN. Quality-wise.
Windows Live Messenger now. Well, soon.
Yeah. So,
It's Windows Live, man. It's here. Nearly. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah, I must admit, off the top of my head, I can't think of anything else that's coming out in 2006. Fair enough, we're going to start getting a bit more hyped as the year goes on, as more stuff starts getting revealed.
There's E3 the Consumer Electronics Show in a couple of days' time, so that'll be interesting because you always show us some really cool stuff there. E3, we're going to have to do a special show on that.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, we are planning on sending our robots to E3 to gather information for us.
Oh, yeah. E3.
Although, if you do want to send us money so we can actually fly out there personally, then, you know.
That would be absolutely amazing if we could go to E3 representing as GamerCast.
Because we can get in, because we work in the industry.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have to research this.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to have to put some thought into that.
Yeah. I'd take the digital camera and we can actually... That would be worth doing a video one. A video camera cast.
Yeah, we need to get a video camera and we'll just walk around grabbing people.
Yeah.
Oh, you! Are you enjoying your stay at E3? And they'd be like, whoa, man, get off!
We could do at least 5 episodes worth out of the stuff you can get.
An episode every day.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting excited about something we're just thinking about. Yeah, okay, we'll look into that later.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's going to be lots of good stuff coming out this year. That I still can't get my head around that we're in another year. It's crazy.
Yeah, man, this is 2006. The year of the dog. According to those Chinese people.
Yeah, and hopefully by the next GamerCast I won't have toothache. My wisdom teeth are coming through and it hurts like hell. I broke my tooth on a toffee. I still need to go to the dentist and get it repaired. I've only got half a tooth and a back molar. But less about my dentistry.
Yeah, anyway, are we going to round this episode up?
Yeah, we might as well. I think it's come to pretty much of an end.
So yeah, feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net. The email address definitely works because I've tested it out.
Cool.
You can also leave feedback on the blog itself at gamercast.net. Or you can go and post on the forums at portalforums.net. And there's a GamerCast thing on there which you can post to. Yeah, so...
I would say that's pretty much it. No political stuff you want to chuck in?
Political stuff.
Excuse me.
I'll get back to you next week.
Yeah, we'll have a political section of something in what's happening in the world. Because it's all affecting playing games, isn't it?
Yeah, man, because, you know, all the games now which are based on terrorists and all that sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
We need some, like, we need some nuclear war so we can get some games based on strategic nuclear warfare.
I can't wait until, you know, you can wake up and know that there's going to be a military base on the moon.
There is.
Moon Base 1.
It's not called that. It's called,
I'd call it Moon Base 1.
It's called this, is that... It was in that secret children's program, Button Moon.
Button Moon.
That's what the secret military base is all about.
Yeah, you never look at bleach bottles again in a different way.
Anyway, we were going to end the episode, weren't we?
Yeah, we're gibbering on again. Yeah, so
that's it.
That's it for episode 7, and...
We'll see you again on episode 8.
A new year. Everyone's had a good new year, and I imagine there's going to be people listening to this quietly because they're still suffering from hangovers.
Well, there's Wester who always moans every year it gets worse, so happy new year to him.
Yes.
And he should cheer up the miserable git. Because I'm tired of reading his blog and him being miserable.
I was actually reading that stuff he was gibbering on about on portalforum.net about... you guys were telling him that he should get Xbox Live, but something about him not having Xbox Live and his parents not letting him, but it was
his mum won't let him have it.
But there's something to do with his bandwidth, and then everyone was having an argument about if someone didn't understand bandwidth. And
he didn't understand bandwidth.
And then someone was having an argument, he was arguing with you about bits and bytes, and he just, I was having to read it. I must admit, it was entertaining as anything.
He was quoting all his figures in bytes. And he was trying to make it seem like his speed was too slow for Xbox Live by saying that his connection's only 50 kilobytes per second.
I'm curious though, he does have Xbox Live Silver account though, doesn't he?
Yeah, I made him sign up.
But he's not hooked. He's not got it hooked up through his...
He doesn't even have a 360 yet.
Oh, right, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, hi Wester, we're talking about you again.
Sorry.
Yeah, anyway, that's really it now.
Yeah, so...
We'll see you next week.
Same time next week and...
Yeah.
New year.
Yeah, man.
Rock.
Onage. Catch you later.
Bye.